dear lady friend who's before me.
Thank you very much.
Your question last time was about the form which I show to you, that I have told you that I came in many aspects. Was that your question?
Yes.
Let me say this to you, my dear friends. Again, we have to remember that my words to you are limited by your own vocabulary. I told you that there are many aspects to the soul, but when I speak of coming to you in many aspects, I mean that you cannot conceive me in any shape or form. That is incontrovertible. It cannot be that I show myself to you in a manner that would prove to you who I am. You understand this, I know. But before I continue, what I wish to say is this. I am a creation of the Creator. This you know and accept.
Yes.
But I am no more, my dear friends, than any of you. I may be a little more evolved, but there is nothing which I do or can do that you also cannot do. After all, you too are created by the great Creator. But when I come to you, I come in many ways. Last time I told you I was the whisper in your ear. I am the voice which speaks to you now through this instrument. I am your highest thought. I am that upliftment that you feel in times of doubt. I am the truth which you give forth to other people. Are you beginning to understand what I am saying to you?
Yes.
You cannot look to me as a shape or form which you can understand, because that would be not impossible, but not likely.
When you say that we are able to do as you, that I imagine would be in the extreme fullness of time.
Yes. What I wish you to know is that we are all aspects of creation. You must realize, my dear friends, that I am no different from you, only that I speak to you from our world. I speak to you with a voice which you recognize. I bring to you love to the highest degree. But you also, my dear friends, possess this. You may not always recognize these qualities within yourselves, but I assure you, my dear friends, that you also are part of all creation. Therefore, how can you be imperfect? That is not part of truth or law. Do you understand?
Yes, and we can be imperfect through our free will and being lodged in these material overcoats.
Only whilst in these clothes can you be imperfect, but spirit is perfect.
Yes.
You understand? Therefore, when I come to you in many forms, it is useful for you to know that I, being a little more evolved, shall we say, and again, I am using earthly words for your understanding. But when I come close to you, it is in the form of spiritual attributes, not those of this earth. Has this been a little helpful to you?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Have you any questions at this point?
I was just wondering, as you were talking, I suddenly felt quite a sort of joyful feeling, and I wondered why that would be. I know why not, but is there an answer for why I have this feeling?
Because you have recognized within yourself some of those spiritual truths. It is as simple as that. That with the vibration of this voice that I am using, you can feel the love which comes to you at this time.
Yes,
that's true.
One thing I would say to you, my dear friends, is this, that when you trouble over all of these questions, and I have to say, you human beings have so many, I would say this to you, look inward, look to the inward truth. And always there, you will find your answers. I cannot repeat this often enough for you. But it is such a simple thing to do. But with your free will, we cannot make you do these things. We can only encourage and try to uplift that part of you which allows you to recognize the true souls that you are.
Curiously enough, today I was in the mind of asking a question about methods of delivery of the source teaching, bearing in mind that Jesus incarnated, as have others, and you come to us as you do. And I think you covered part of the answer that I had in mind as a question.
Yes.
In telling us about your ways.
Yes, also, you see, my dear friends, I am always aware of what is about and around you in your daily living. This is not an easy thing to discuss with you at this time, but it is possible that I am with you all at all times and on many occasions. Therefore, do not be surprised sometimes that what I speak about is relevant to one or other people within this room.
Yes, we have noticed. We have noticed often that you have answered our, helped us with our problems.
Yes.
Through talking about the relevant.
Sometimes you see, my dear friends, that you do not always listen to me with a quiet whisper. Therefore, sometimes it is necessary that you hear it with a spoken word.
Yes.
I, of course, would be happier if I could make you hear with a quiet whisper. Because then I know you are achieving what you should be. But provided I have a voice to use, I will always endeavor to help each one of you.
We're very grateful for that.
Yes, we are.
Are there any more questions?
Yes, can I? Yes, I wondered if you could talk about the subject of young children and discipline, because in our world at the moment there is so much controversy surrounding smacking of children that many people are fearful, and I count myself, I have been fearful of this, but when I talk to people it seems to me that many people are still doing it in reality. Can you comment on this? Can you enlighten us?
I will, of course, make comment for you. I will repeat words I have said before, and that is that as much as we have much vision,
yes,
more than you do here on this planet, yes, we are not allowed to interfere.
No.
And there is much to be said for the way that your beautiful children are handled in this world. What I would say to you is each child comes to you as a gift, and after all, they are part two of creation.
Yes.
They come to you with all the elements of spiritual truth and knowledge. But also they come to you clothed in these physical conditions. I would say to you this, and you must accept or decline it in whichever manner you see fit. That I believe children of your world rally to words of love,
yes,
and not to the striking with whatever instrument or hand in the form of discipline.
Right, thank you.
Children come to you on a wave of love, and if there is any form of friction, I would say to you, then it is something to be worked through.
Right, yes. Thank you, that's very useful.
Are you understanding my
words?
Yes,
I am. Yes, definitely.
If there is conflict with a child, look to the purpose of the conflict.
The purpose?
See why that conflict
has occurred. Yes. Yes.
Do not assume that the child has come to, how can I put it to you in earthly terms, that the child is there as a source of aggravation. I know that you human beings find it to be so.
Yes.
But if you look to the spiritual aspect of all life,
yes,
there will be a purpose.
Yes.
But I will say that children always will respond to love.
Yes. Yes, thank you.
And remember this, that small children are closer to our world than yours.
Yes. Yes, thank you for that. That's really helped me a lot. Because, you know, even with my little boy, I the advice I have, even from people at the school, is to be very, very firm. And it is difficult. When I told the lady I didn't like smacking, she looked with disapproval at me, and this confused me more. So
this child is most sensitive.
Yes.
I would say to you, and I cannot interfere.
No, I know.
But this child is more sensitive than usual.
Right.
For children of this age.
Thank you for that, yes.
Give him love.
A lot of love.
And yes, he will respond to it.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Too much discipline for this child will have an adverse reaction.
Thank you.
Therefore, look inward to how you feel, and you will find your answer.
Thank you so much. And I did need something, because I'm surrounded by people who think differently.
May I just say something?
Yes.
And it is not something I normally do.
No.
But this child has great respect for the father figure.
Ah.
Although it is not always apparent.
Ah, good.
But take note that every word that this father figure says is taken in and digested.
Good.
Therefore, may I say that a great influence can be placed upon the child through the father figure.
Yes.
I know it is a great responsibility, and children in your world are not always given the love that they deserve. But see them not as children, but as spiritual beings who have come to this planet for a purpose.
Yes.
Yes, it's so really we should be quite gentle and loving with this one.
He is more sensitive, yes. He will respond more to love.
And become less...
And patience.
Yes.
This is a big lesson for you both.
Yes. Uh-huh. Thank you.
If you think of it in this way...
Yes.
You also are learning from this experience.
Yes. Thank you. Yes. And... yes. And... my other question was that follows on that when children do have difficult early years, I was presuming that, of course, it must be because it's a growth opportunity for the family or for the parents as well as the child.
I have said before that sometimes, especially in very young children, that sometimes their what is termed in your world as a bad behavior is sometimes a realization of not wanting to be in the physical world. That sometimes their memories remain with us here. And they are dissatisfied with being trapped within the physical bodies.
Yes. That makes sense. Makes a lot of sense.
And sometimes these very, very young children are unhappy little souls who have to make adjustment to your world.
And it takes longer for some of them.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. It is not always what you would call in your world black or white.
Yes.
I believe that is a phrase you would understand.
It's not, sometimes I have felt I know things, but I can't speak about them with people, you know, in charge of my little boy. I can't, I just have to work quietly in my own way and hope that the evidence will,
give out your heart to these people and they may change.
Yes.
It is possible to work quietly and change the way that people think.
Yes.
Do not feel harshly towards them.
No, no, I don't.
They have no knowledge usually, and they are doing what they feel to be right.
Of course, yes.
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 But give love to this one.
Yes, yes. And we may quietly, as he improves, maybe we can quietly influence those who care for him with this thinking too, which will help other children.
With your help and love, there will be a rebound effect to those around you.
Yes.
Always that happens. But I would say your responsibility to him is much greater than any reaction he has from those who teach.
Yes.
Yes.
Especially from the father figure. Even your silence, my dear friend, has a great influence on him.
Oh,
because he watches you closely. And if you watch him when he is not aware, you will see how closely he is in tune with you.
Thank you.
Well, that's given us a lot more hope. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
I should have to be watch my behaviour as well.
But he too can influence you.
Yes.
Remember, This is not a one-way situation.
Oh, no. He says wise words often.
Yes.
He does say wise things.
Very sensitive, as that is also.
Mm.
I hope that that has helped you.
Yes, it has very much. Thank you.
Just thinking, I could have done with this knowledge. I'm on this all.
I would have to say, and this comes from our world, that there is never a reason to strike any child.
Never.
Yes. You may have many views.
Mm.
You may have people who feel themselves to be wise.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's a good teaching.
Yes.
To have for general hearing.
Yes.
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 From our world, we cannot condone any form of discipline that allows a child to be struck by another human being.
Yes.
Mm. That would probably go to the animal kingdom as well.
Well, we know much, and people are much more aware of the need to treat the animal kingdom with much more respect. Yes, mankind is much more aware of the animals, who after all are part of creation and have every right to inhabit this planet with you. But I am sure all of these things that I say to you this time is well within your own knowledge.
Yes.
But sometimes we have to remind you.
Yes, and also I have, you know, been influenced by the others lately and listening to other people and become a little confused. So I'm very happy to know that is the spiritual way, because it's what I did believe.
You must always go inward to find your own truth.
Yes, yes.
After all, you are the one who must take responsibility.
Yes, that's
for
true.
Your thinking and your actions.
Yes, that's true.
And to have such spiritual knowledge and to deny them is only doing yourself an injustice.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yes. I think also I think we were a little fearful because of the teachers panicking and, you know, pressurizing, so we, you know, perhaps we lost our way a little.
Yes.
But we realized, no, we don't have to, and we can.
They mean well, but they are a little misguided.
Yes.
But I am sure that most of them do it for the welfare they consider of the children.
Yes, that's right.
But I would say they are just a little misguided.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
But send your love to them also.
Yes, yes, I do.
They may change their way of thinking.
Yes.
It can be done.
Mm-hmm.
And it is something that all of you should endeavor to do for those people in your world who have no knowledge, or at least to deny their knowledge of spiritual values.
Yes.
Could you clarify a point about fairies? They don't have wings, but they do have an energy beam from the upper body. There's so much written about this. My question is, would those energy beams interact in any way with the general ether so that it would help them in their balance or movement?
Yes. Yes. These beings, of course, belong to the ether. How else could they exist? They are not physical beings. Therefore, they belong to the etherical realms. The wings that you speak of and are seen by many people is in fact energy. But they also have the ability to create whatever they wish. They are able to change form because they do not belong to this earthly realm. The energy from these beings comes from our world. But yes, wings, as you imagine them, are attached to the body. But fairies that you speak of are just a mass of energy which is created in a form not normally seen by human beings. Yes. They are creatures of light.
Yes.
Much lighter vibration than the human form.
Yes, so those beings would be merely part of them and would not interact in any way.
It belongs to the ether, the energy,
yes,
which can be drawn and used by them when they come to the earthly realms. You have to remember that energy has many forms. You know that there is density of energy which is known to you in physical life. The fairies that you call belong to our world, therefore their energy is much lighter. But they can draw on the spiritual realms lighter energy to recreate a denser energy. Do you understand?
Yes, I think I follow.
Are you sure? You must remember that these energy beings are not of the same density as you.
No, I think I appreciate that they would not be affected by gravity in any way.
It is like saying, am I affected by the density of using this instrument? The answer is no. Is that a little clearer for you?
Yes, thank you.
If it does not, please say, I would rather clarify it for you now.
But it's just that there has been so much written about fairies with wings that I wanted to clarify why people who could have, who had some way of seeing them, how they could have mistaken the energy beams for wings.
It is just the form. It is the way that the fairies wish to be seen.
Ah, yes.
Do not forget that they have the ability to change form if they so desire.
Yes.
But that is the way they wish to appear to others.
Well, so they might wish others to see them.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. But it is all energy.
Yes. Not any vibration. Thank you.
And of course, you have the ability to see them if you so desire. Do not forget that.
Yes.
forget this.
That's right.
If there is a failure of seeing them, it lies with you. Because they are round and about all of the time.
That's what you thought.
Not a thought. It is there for all to see. It is not a thought.
Yes,
do you understand?
Thank you.
Yes. I think this time I will leave you. And leave you, I hope, with a little more understanding of the nature of the way that I stand close to it. Perhaps a lady friend would like to finish the evening, seeing as your numbers are small, in a guided meditation. And perhaps, my dear friends, you might have the ability to see some of these fairies that you speak of. But you must allow yourselves to be able to go inward and feel their down energy. I will leave it with you, my dear friend, as to how you finish this evening.
Much you, sir. Okay, thank you once again. Thank you. We look forward to the next time.